From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government's final report on employment before the election shows the economy losing 95,000 jobs last month overall. The unemployment rate holds steady at 9.6%. Smaller numbers of job losses, though, are cold comfort to people who've been out of work for a long time. NPR's Paul Brown spoke with one of them.
Monty Payette of Philadelphia is an architect. He's 52. He says his high-end home design work at an architecture firm finally took a plunge, and he's been out of a job since June of last year. He recalls the day he was let go.
The first thing you know you say is, oh my God, what's my wife going to say? Oh, it's just awful.
He says he'd never had trouble finding work. He thought he'd get a job again quickly. But now he and his wife are going through savings as he looks for a new job.
It's kind of amazing. You know, people don't call you back. They hardly even want to talk to you on the phone.
What now? Payette is doing some renovation on his house. That's caught the attention of a carpenter friend who's offered him some work. Just how much, he doesn't know. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Imprisoned Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo is the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The head of the Nobel Committee says Liu is the first person to win the prize while still in prison.
Through the severe punishment meted out to him, Liu has become the foremost symbol of this wide-ranging struggle for human rights in China.
The committee praised Liu's nonviolent approach in the struggle for human rights, but China's government has reacted angrily, calling Liu a criminal and saying that giving him the award is an obscenity. President Obama is stepping up appearances at campaign events with less than a month to go before the congressional elections. NPR's David Shaper reports Mr. Obama spoke at a rally last night for the Democratic candidate for the Senate seat once held by the president.
An enthusiastic crowd of about 400, many of them familiar faces, welcomed President Obama back to Chicago.
Hello, Chicago! It's good to be home.
The president used the occasion to recall the emotional celebration in his hometown on election night 2008, but quickly added that that was only the start of a mission to make change happen.
And I'm back today because 2 years later, the success of that mission is at stake.
Mr. Obama says the mission now depends on the outcome of hotly contested races, such as fellow Democrat Alexei Janulius's bid for the president's former Senate seat. Sensing an opportunity for a huge symbolic victory in Illinois, Republicans have been pouring money in support of moderate GOP Congressman Mark Kirk. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
15 people are dead in northern Afghanistan after a powerful blast ripped through a mosque where people had gathered for prayers. More than 20 others were injured. Among the dead, the governor of an Afghan province. Police say he was the likely target of the attack. This is NPR News from Washington. The San Francisco Giants have edged the wildcard Atlanta Braves 1-0 in the first game of their National League Division Series. The Cincinnati Reds and Philadelphia Phillies meet tonight in Game 2 of their series. Sherry Lawson, a member station WNKU, reports the mayors of both of those cities have agreed on a wager that will provide thousands of books to needy children.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter initiated the competition with Cincinnati's Mark Mallory. The two have agreed on results that will address one of the most urgent needs in both communities. Mallory says the winning city will be given 2,000 donated books for kids without access to reading materials, and the losing city will receive 1,000 books for its children. The books will be donated by a Washington, D.C.-based charity.
This is something that I think that both communities can rally around. I really don't like to make the kinds of bets with other mayors that are about food or things that are insignificant. You know, this is something that will have an impact in both cities, win or lose.
The Phillies beat the Reds 4-0 Wednesday in Game 1 of the NL Division Series behind Roy Halladay's historic no-hitter. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft with a U.S. astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts aboard is in orbit on its way to the International Space Station after a successful launch from Kazakhstan this morning.
3, 2, 1, fueling tower separates and booster ignition. And liftoff. Liftoff of the Soyuz rocket as Alexander Kalyri, Scott Kelly, and Oleg Skripochka begin their journey to the International Space Station.
American Scott Kelly will be joined at the orbiting outpost by his twin brother, Mark, who's also a NASA astronaut. He'll be flying on a space shuttle mission set for February. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.